It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everyone, from Elmwood Murdoch High School. We're in Murdoch tonight for high school basketball. The Auburn Bulldogs on the road. It's a girl-boy doubleheader coming your way tonight here on Sunny 101.3. And as I'm sure you can hear in the background, sometimes I am seated near the band, sometimes I'm seated in front of the band. Tonight, I am literally in the band. I have a bass drum to my left, about 3 feet. I have the brass section to my right, and the snare drums about a foot and a half behind my chair. So I assure you that will go away as we get into the basketball games here tonight. But as far as our pregame, we've got the band playing literally all around us on all sides, and we're going to do our best to come in over the top of that for you tonight here at Elmwood Murdoch. My name is Randy Gatulup. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. MJ Evans is our producer-engineer for this presentation of high school basketball. Our presenting sponsor tonight is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor for tonight's game. Let's go right to the starting lineup for this broadcast. First of all, for the homestanding Elmwood and Murdoch Knights, they'll go with Zoe Zirrett. Zirrett is a 5'5 senior. Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer is senior at 5'9. Annie averaging 6.7 points per ballgame. Brooklyn Manns is a 5'7 senior, 11.7 points per game. Asley Hurdle. Hurdle is sophomore at 5'10, 7/10 of a point, and 6.7 rebounds. And Jaylene Fleshman. Fleshman rounds out the starting five. She's a 5'4 sophomore, averaging 9.3 points per ballgame. The Elmwood Murdoch Knights are coached by Coach Paul Dwyer. They are 2-1 on the season. They have a win over UTAN and Louisville, and they lost to Lincoln Christian thus far in the season. For the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, coached by first-year head coach Kaylin Smith, they'll go with Bree Wayhinkle. Wayhinkle is a 5'4 junior, averaging 2 points per ball game. Addie Darnell. Darnell, a senior at 5'5, 6 points per game, 4.5 rebounds. Arielle Frank. Frank is a 5'7 senior. She's averaging 3 points per game and 5.5 rebounds. Emily Snodgrass. Emery is a starter, just a freshman at 5'5, 4 points and 4 rebounds per contest so far this season. And to round out the starting five for Auburn is Morgan Stanley. Stanley, a 5'9 junior, averaging 3 points and 4 rebounds. The Lady Bulldogs are 0-2 on the season. They fell to Weeping Water in a close one, 47-43, and then lost to Malcolm, 67-21 was the final in that. So the Lady Bulldogs are 0-2. The Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights are 2-1 as they match up tonight here in Murdoch. Don't forget, this is the first half of a basketball doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity game following this one coming up a little bit later. I think we're getting set for the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system and our national anthem. We're going to keep it here for just a minute, MJ. Lots of excitement around the Elmwood Murdoch school system. Yesterday, the Elmwood Murdoch one-act play captured the C1 state championship, and they've been talking about that all night, alien invasion, and that was back-to-back C1 state championship. So our congratulations to the Elmwood Murdoch one-act play here. Also, their director, Carrie Hogue, was selected as the 2025 NHSF Outstanding Theater Teacher of the Year for the state of Nebraska. She'll be representing Nebraska in the national competition. So also our congratulations to Carrie Hogue And job well done here for the young people. The Class C1 state champions for the second year in a row, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. Getting set for our national anthem, we're going to step aside now and take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the opening tip-off after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Dan's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Dan's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Controlled by the Knights. Elmwood Murdoch controls the opening tip. They'll bring it into forecourt. Ashley Hurdle at the top of the key. Off to the right elbow it goes. Into the cutter. Inside the paint. Backemeyer. Backemeyer feeds back to Hurdle at the free throw line. Now into the corner. Deep baseline right side. Top of the key. The cutter. The pass is wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on Elmwood Murdoch, and the Lady Bulldogs will get their first possession of the basketball. We're just underway opening seconds here at Elmwood Murdoch. Full court pressure being applied by the Knights, inbounding the ball. Bree Wehinkle. Wehinkle gets the ball inbound to Addie Darnell. Darnell on the dribble gives back to Wehinkle across the timeline. Wehinkle works one-on-one against a man-to-man defense here from Elmwood Murdoch. Gives the ball handed off here to the right elbow. Inside the paint, handling on the left side, Addie Darnell. Darnell across court to Bree Wehinkle once again. Wehinkle finds Emery Snodgrass with a pass. Baseline pass underneath, trying to go up with a shot with Wehinkle. Had it blocked away and stolen. Fast break the other direction. Zoe Zirat with the basketball. Zirat feeds inside the paint, goes into man's. Back to the left elbow. Here's a driving layup up and off the glass. That won't go. Shot put up by Annie Backemeyer. And the rebound is pulled down by the Lady Bulldogs. On the rebound there was Morgan Stanley coming down with the basketball. Outlet pass goes to Addie Darnell. Darnell into the paint. Has the ball knocked away. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Elmwood Murdoch. Let's see who this one's on. Foul's going to be called on Zoe Zirat. On Zirat, that's her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Knights of Elmwood Murdoch. 6:50 to play in the first quarter here. No score yet in the contest. Auburn with the basketball. The inbound pass. The give and go. Driving lay-in up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Put up by Morgan Stanley. Couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to the Knights. Fast break the other direction. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul called on the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. Wait till the official comes to the scores table. The foul is going to be on Bree Wehinkle. On Bree, her first. First team foul of the quarter on Auburn. Inbounding the pass, Asley Hurdle. Hurdle brings it up top to the left elbow on the near side. They come with the ball. Holding it here, Zoe Zirat. Zirat now a skip pass across court to the far side to Brooklyn Manns. Manns is in the paint. She's trapped in there. Brings it up top to Fleshman. Fleshman driving layup. Whistle and a foul. and I believe we're probably going to see Fleshman at the line here to shoot two as she was driving toward the basket when the foul came. The foul is going to be called on Emery Snodgrass. On Snodgrass, her first team foul, number two, on Auburn. 6:23 to play first quarter, still no score in the ballgame. Fleshman at the line here shooting two shots for the Lady Knights. Fleshman takes aim. The first shot is up and off, no good. She'll have a second attempt coming. Each team's had a couple of possessions here. No points on the board to show for it. Jalen Fleshman is a sophomore, 5'4", averages 9.3 points per game. Here she's shooting her second free throw. This one is up and good. She got that one. It's 1-0. Elmwood Murdoch with the lead, 6:23 to go in the first quarter. Waiting to inbound the pass is Bree Wehinkle. Wehinkle tosses into Snodgrass, back to Wehinkle. They're playing catch in backcourt with it. Now near the timeline, across the timeline comes Addie Darnell. Darnell feeds to the corner. There's a long two from the right side, bounces off and doesn't go. The ball is tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go off of Asley Hurdle. Hurdle takes it last for the Knights. The Auburn's basketball, inbounding it, Bree Wehinkle. She'll trigger it in on the baseline, left side under her own basket. Wehinkle looking for Darnell up top. Gets it to Darnell between the rings. Addie Darnell bounce pass to Wehinkle in the corner. Deep baseline right side. Back to Darnell it comes. She'll pull it out and reset the offense. Backs it all the way out to the midcourt circle. The give and go to Wehinkle. Skip pass goes across court to the left side. Down deep baseline left side. Morgan Stanley handles the ball. Right back up top to Wehinkle. Now on the left elbow with it, that's Snodgrass. Underneath, they're looking under there for Morgan Stanley. She couldn't handle it. The ball is thrown away. It goes out of bounds. And it'll go right back to the Lady Knights. For Elmwood Murdoch, on the dribble comes Brooklyn Manns. Manns across the timeline to the left elbow. Off to Annie Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer gives it up. Here's a long three from the right side, short off the front of the rim. Backemeyer with the rebound. Driving on the right side, driving layup up and good. Got the basket and the foul. Fleshman got the basket to fall and drew the personal foul. The foul is going to be on Emery Snodgrass. On Snodgrass, her second personal, third team foul. And Jalen Fleshman will be at the line for the and one. She's one out of two from the line so far tonight, has 3 points. Fleshman, the sophomore, the and one free throw is up and good. She got it. She has all four now of Elmwood Murdoch's points, and it's 4-0. The Lady Knights lead it. Bree Wehinkle in backcourt, needs help, gets the ball right back from Snodgrass, stolen away, Fleshman driving layup, off, no good, rebound, follow shot, try for putback, won't go, and coming out of there with the rebound is Ariel Frank. Now Frank has the ball taken away, but it goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Brooklyn Manns, it'll stay with Auburn. Substitute in now for the Lady Knights, checking into the ballgame. Brooklyn Goody comes in for the first time tonight, and off the bench for Auburn comes Ella Swanson. Swanson in for the Lady Bulldogs. Ella Swanson, 5'5 junior, averaging 8.5 points per ballgame. Inbound the pass. Comes into Snodgrass. Back to Wehinkle. Wehinkle looks for Snodgrass. Still trying to get it across the timeline. We're going to get a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the... Oh, no, a 10-second violation. Thought we had a foul there as they had him tied up. Now the officials are discussing. Did a foul come first or was the 10 seconds expired? They're going to say, well, now the refs are having a meeting here in front of the scorer's table to say what transpired. And I believe, well, now no one knows what's going to happen. They're going to take the ball down under the basket. Now the coaches are both up wanting to know what happened. The referees seem to be a bit disjointed here and confused about what's going to take place. Auburn was trying to get the ball up court. They signaled a 10-second violation, and now that's what they're going to go with. So it's going to be they did not get it across the midcourt line in the 10 seconds, so the Knights get the basketball. Took a long time to sort that one out. Zoe Zirit goes to the left corner. Zirit beats it up top to Fleshman. Fleshman across court to the right side. Handling the ball is Mann. Driving, laying up, and good by Zoe Zirit. Zirit with her first 2 points in the ballgame, and it's 6-0. Elmwood Murdoch leading Auburn here. 4:41 to go in the first quarter. Now Addison Darnell with the ball. Darnell into the corner to the right side, beats it down underneath the Snodgrass. Skip pass, across court pass, lobs it to Wehinkle. She holds it above her head out on the left elbow for a moment. Now to the near side on the right wing, Wehinkle looking for a way to penetrate and get in there. The ball is tipped away. Wayne was trying to get an across-court pass, was looking over there for Ellis Swanson. But the ball got away, knocked out of bounds, touched last by the Knights. Back onto the court comes Annie Backemeyer now. Backemeyer back in, replacing Asley Hurdle for the Knights. 4:21 to play in the first quarter, 6-0. Elmwood Murdoch on top. Here's dribbling to the corner. They're traveling is going to be called on Emery Snodgrass, the freshman. Emery tried to go around the defender, didn't get the dribble down quite quick enough, and they'll call her for a travel. Another turnover gives the ball back to the Knights. Brooklyn Manns will bring it down court. Manns the leading scorer on this team, 11.7 points per game over their first three outings. There's a pass stolen away nicely. Good job on the defense there by Ariel Frank. Frank gets the steal and gives the outlet pass off to Snodgrass. Emery Snodgrass, double team, triple team, needs help. Gives the ball off to Wayhinkle. Wayhinkle skip pass across to the right elbow. Swanson, Ella Swanson handles it momentarily. Now inside to Darnell. She's in traffic, double teamed and triple teamed. Swanson from the corner for three. Got it. Nail in the corner. Ella Swanson hits the three for the first basket of the night for the Lady Bulldogs. It's 6-3. Elmwood Murdoch is on top. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Here's a long three from the right side that's put up and off. No good. A fight for the rebound. That shot put up by Manns. Rebound comes back out to Manns to the top of the key. Near side, Zirit with it. Feeds to Manns in traffic under the basket. Looking for Haynes. Haynes can't get to the hoop. Now a whistle and a tie-up. A held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Lady Bulldogs. 3:12 to go, first quarter. You're just joining us, 6-3. Auburn trailing Elmwood Murdoch here in the girls' varsity game. To inbound the pass on the baseline against full court pressure will be Bree Wayhinkle. Wayhinkle to inbound it. Auburn sets up four across the line at the free throw line to execute their inbound pass. Bring the ball into Frank. Frank goes to Darnell. Darnell gets it ahead. On the right side, back up top, it comes Wayhinkle in the paint. To the right elbow. Here's a three on the way from the right side. That's off. No good. A fight and a struggle for the rebound under the basket. The Knights come out of there with it. Fast break the other direction quickly is Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer to the left wing. Comes inside with it. Fleshman. Fleshman back to Backemeyer. Baseline in the corner. Hurdle handles the ball. Fleshman, a cross-court pass to the right side. In traffic under the basket. Annie Backemeyer can't get a look at it. Now trying to move into the left elbow. Fleshman for three. Got it. Jalen Fleshman now has 7 points. She has 7 of the 9 points here for Elmwood Murdoch. 2:27 to go first quarter. It's 9-3. The Lady Knights lead it. Darnell gets the pass into forecourt. It's going to go through the hands of Emery Snodgrass. And the ball gets away out of bounds. It'll be another turnover for the Lady Bulldogs and give it right back to Elmwood Murdoch. 2:21 to play first quarter here in Murdoch. The Lady Knights on top, 9-3. They have the basketball. Oh, there's a great job by Darnell. Darnell just reached in and tied up Annie Backemeyer. Got a held ball, but the possession arrow favors the Knights. Lady Knights will keep the ball. They'll play it in under their own basket. Annie Backemeyer will inbound it. Backemeyer all the way into the corner, deep right side to Haynes. Top of the key, long two is up and off, no good. Struggle for the rebound. Knights come out of there with it, into the corner, right side to Haynes. Haynes dribbles underneath, got tied up under there, and we may have a reach-in foul. Oh, what are they going to say? The officials are leaving us all wondering. Well, I'm going to say that Auburn had a hold of the ball and was standing on the baseline, so it's going to stay with the Knights. Inbounding the pass, Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer looks for Fleshman on the cutter. Coming through the paint, comes to Hurdle. Hurdle, top of the key, cross court for Fleshman. Fleshman holds it for a moment, goes inside. Backemeyer gets tied up. There's a steal. Swanson with the steal. Puts it down for the driving layup. Couldn't get it. They got the ball out ahead to Darnell, but she got too far into the basket. Couldn't get the layup. They had the right idea. They had the fast break on, just couldn't get there. Back the other direction comes Grayson Haynes with the ball. Haynes will set it up here for the Knights. To Fleshman, right elbow. Fleshman into the corner. Long three. Baseline right side. Up and good. Grayson Haynes from deep in the corner gets a three, and it's 12-3 now. 9-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch. Down court pass stolen away. Swanson gets it back. Swanson into forecourt to Snodgrass. Snodgrass comes up to Darnell with it. A cross-court pass into the corner. Long three. Swanson off the back iron. No, and the rebound pulled down under the bucket by Brooklyn Justice, who's in the lineup now. Justice came down with that one. 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. It's 12-3. Elwin Murdoch on top. Justice in the corner to Fleshman for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Darnell. Darnell's going to bring the ball down court herself. Has it knocked away out of bounds. And they're going to say it was a great wing. Only one off away ankle, and they're going to give it back to the Knights. Auburn just having a dickens of a time getting the ball across the midcourt line against this pressuring defense from Elwood Murdoch. 51 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's 12-3. Elwood Murdoch leading the Lady Bulldogs. Lob pass under the basket. Shot underneath point blank range. Up and off. No good by Annie Backemeyer. Up to the top of the key it comes. Here's a free throw line jumper. It's up and off. No good. Rebound Backemeyer. Try for follow shot. Held ball is called. Good effort there by Bray Wayhinkle to get in there and tied up as the hurdle. It'll be Auburn's basketball with 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. 12-3. Auburn trailing. Inbound the pass. Comes across court. They get it into Snodgrass. Still playing catch. Snodgrass finds Darnell in forecourt. Darnell holds it up for a minute. Back to Snodgrass. Here's a long three. Top of the key. A two, that is. They're going to call it a two for Emery Snodgrass. Makes it 12-5. Driving layup the other end. Doesn't go. Ball goes out of bounds. Touched last by Asley Hurdle. Auburn will get it back with 16 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 12-5, Lady Bulldogs trailing, 16 seconds to play in the period. Full court pressure, of course, as per usual, being applied. Inbound the pass to Darnell. Addy Darnell goes between defenders, works it into forecourt, comes to the top of the free throw circle with 9 seconds, goes to the right side of the lane, bounce pass into the corner, Swanson up to the top of the key, left elbow, Swanson for three, off, no good, and there's the buzzer. After one quarter, it's Elwood Murdoch 12, Auburn 5. We'll be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
You can hear our broadcast live worldwide at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KLZA, or you can use the app on your phone, MSC Radio, just like our friend Matt Prophet down in Louisville, Kentucky is doing tonight. Matt, one of our very special listeners, joins us for most of our broadcasts here on Sunny 101.3. Good evening, Mr. Prophet. Glad to have you listening in once again tonight in Louisville, Kentucky. All right. And fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. We move into the second quarter. 12-5 our score. Auburn trailing down by 7. The basketball will belong to the Knights as play is resumed. Fleshman will inbound it. Inbound pass from Fleshman to Hurdle. Hurdle goes inside with it. Bobs the ball into Goody. The ball gets away from Goody. Going to be grabbed up. With the steal is Bree Wayhinkle. To the near side, the pass comes. Ella Swanson finds Darnell with the pass across court to the left side. Baseline down deep in the corner. Holding it again is Wayhinkle. Across court pass. Here's Swanson. Open look from the left corner for three. Off the rim, no. And the ball gets away out of bounds, but it's touched last by Elwood Murdoch. Lady Bulldogs will get the ball back. Opening seconds here in the second period. 7:33 to play second quarter. 12-5. Auburn trailing. Wayhinkle will inbound it. She'll trigger it in on the baseline under her own basket. Wayhinkle comes into Darnell with it. The ball is stripped away from Darnell. Chasing it down in backcourt. Coming up with the ball is Snodgrass. Snodgrass goes across to Swanson in the corner. Ella Swanson has an open look. Swanson for three. Off and in and out of the rim. Fighting for the rebound. Comes down to the Lady Knights. A cross-court pass to the near side. It's Fleshman with the ball. Feeds inside to Manns. Brooklyn man's in traffic. Underhanded scoop shot. She traveled, walked with the basketball, and they'll give it back to the Lady Bulldogs. Brooklyn man's the leading scorer on this team, 11.7 points per game. Couldn't get that one down, and here, against full court pressure once again, is Wehinkle. Wehinkle finds Swanson in forecourt. Back up to Bree Wehinkle, a point guard, off to the near side in the corner, Snodgrass. They play catch with it, ball stolen away. Darnell grabs up a loose basketball. Swanson in the corner, a little hesitant to pull the trigger. Oh, pass underneath. Looked like they had a good look under there for a minute for Frank, Ariel Frank, but they couldn't get the ball to her. The pass was a little tall. She was open under the basket, too. 12-5, your score. Elwood Murdoch up by 7 with 6:39 to play here. Oh, there's a nice steal. Good job by Ellis Swanson. Just stepped in front of the girl dribbling the ball and just dribbled it away from her. Swanson's outlet pass goes out to Snodgrass. Into fourth court, they set it up. Bree Wehinkle finds Snodgrass on the near side, into the corner, deep baseline, right side, Swanson. Now across it comes again to Wehinkle. She tries to feed it into Darnell. There's going to be a reach-in foul from behind. Reaching around Darnell and getting the foul is going to be Asley Hurdle. On Hurdle, that is her first personal and the first team foul of the quarter on Elmwood Murdoch. Hurdle will leave the ball game, and to replace her comes Annie Backemeyer back onto the floor. 6:15 to go, first half, 12-5, Elmwood Murdoch up by 7. Auburn with the ball under their own basket. Bree Wehinkle to inbound it. Comes into Addison Darnell. Darnell dribbles to the right side. Shot off the glass, up and good. Addie Darnell with her first 2 points of the night. 5'5 senior. She averages 6 per ball game in the first 2 games this year. Got that one to drop with a nice little touch shot off the glass. Back at the other end, Elmwood Murdoch comes on the attack. Trapped down in the corner was Hurdle. Hurdle gets rid of the ball. Now goes to the right side with it to Haynes. Haynes is under the basket. She's doubled up on. And we're going to have a whistle. Timeout's going to be taken. 5:49 to go here in the second quarter. 12-7. Auburn trailing by 5. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Elmwood Murdoch High School. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. MJ Evans is our producer engineer for this presentation of high school sports. Our presenting sponsor is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building communities. Mead Lumber, your presenting sponsor for this broadcast. This is the first half of a doubleheader. After this, we'll have the boys' varsity game, obviously the same schools, Auburn and Elmwood Murdoch. Here we have 5:49 left to play in the second period. 12-7 our score. Elmwood Murdoch leading the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn. And the Knights have the basketball. The inbound pass comes to Fleshman. Fleshman looks across to Zirret. Zoe Zirret with the ball, sporting those bright fluorescent pink shoes that Zoe's wearing. Into the paint, there's going to be a traveling call. Grayson Haynes took a little stutter step before she made a move into the paint. And that'll turn the ball back over to Auburn. Full court pressure being applied by the Lady Knights. Inbounding it, Bree Wehinkle. Auburn's had some troubles with this. They've turned the ball over. Wehinkle's going to have to hurry not to get a 5-second call. Into Darnell. Pass stolen away by Zirret. Zoe Zirret goes to the corner. Freshman for three. Off no good. Freshman gets her own rebound. Chases it down. Dribbles out between the rings to the top of the key to the left elbow. Annie Backemeyer. Pass to Freshman. Inside the paint, they go into Goody with it. Ball is loose in the corner. Got away out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, and the Lady Bulldogs will get the ball back. 12-7, your score. Auburn down by 5 with 5:20 to go here in the first half. And again, the full court pressure continues. Wehinkle will have to play it in the corner this time. Lobs it in, gets it to Darnell. Addie Darnell, double team, but manages to get the ball across the timeline. to the left elbow, baseline in the corner. That's Swanson with the ball. Swanson comes up top with it. And again, Wayhinkle resets the offense. Wayhinkle dribbles to the right elbow. Hand off to Darnell. Now it comes to Swanson. Boy, big collision out the top of the key. Ball is ripped away. It's loose in backcourt, but it was touched last. Oh, they're going to call it over and back here. And Coach Kalen Schmidt is not happy. He feels the ball was tipped by Elmwood Murdoch, and they're going to say, no, it's an over and back, and that'll be a turnover to give the ball back to the Knights. I'm not so sure on that one. All right, Knights with the basketball. With it is Zoe Zirit. Zirit out to the left wing. There's a long three that's up and good by Brooklyn Manns. Manns' first bucket of the night. She's averaging nearly 12 points a game, and that's her first basket tonight. Makes it 15-7. The lead is 8 now. That's the biggest lead of the game. And now we're going to have a whistle and a foul called the other way. This is going to be an offensive foul. I'm going to have to wait till they post this one. An offensive foul is going to be called on Ariel Frank. On Frank, her first. Team foul number one. Inbound pass underneath. There's a shot that's up and doesn't go. Held ball is going to be called. Frank was in there battling with Annie Backemeyer. Possession arrow favors Auburn. Lady Bulldogs get the ball back against the full court pressure. Wayhinkle to inbound it. This press is hard to break here for Auburn. They get the ball inbounded. Comes into Snodgrass. Snodgrass on the dribble. Manns comes after her. Snodgrass reverses herself. Comes to the floor. Gets it to Darnell. Addie Darnell across to Bree Wayhinkle. Wayhinkle on the left wing. Comes between the rings to the top of the circle. Across court pass to Addie Darnell. Darnell looks to Swanson on the left wing. Now takes it into the paint. Tried to come to the right side, but a reach-in foul on the baseline as Darnell made a move toward the basket. Foul is going to be called on Zoe Zirit. On Zirit, her second personal first-team foul of the quarter. 4:08 to go. First half, 15-7. Back into the lineup comes Jalen Fleshman. Fleshman checks in. Zoe Zirit sets out. Inbounding the ball. Wayhinkle, baseline under the basket. Finds Darnell up at the top of the free throw circle. Darnell gives off to Snodgrass. Emery Snodgrass with the dribble. Again, hands it inside. There's Wayhinkle with a long three off the back of the backboard. Banked it off. Didn't get it. The rebound's going to come down to Brooklyn Manns. That was an NBA three. The Wayhinkle put up way out at the top of the circle. Now Fleshman dribbling the ball. Picks up her dribble. Feeds to the corner. Baseline right side to Goody. Goody up top to Fleshman. Inside the paint. Back to Goody again. From the left elbow, here's a three that's up and it's off. No good. That shot put up by Annie Backemeyer and the rebound comes down to Ariel Frank. Frank gives the outlet pass to Darnell. Darnell into forecourt. Goes to Wayhinkle. Wayhinkle with the dribble. Right side of the lane. Again, they come to the top with it, and traveling is going to be called on Ariel Frank. She just couldn't get the dribble down in time, and that'll be a turnover. Clock down to 3:20 to play now in the first half. 15-7 your score. Elmwood Murdoch leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs here in the girls' varsity game. First half of our doubleheader, boys' varsity game coming up next. Fleshman goes inside to Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer holds it for a minute at the free throw line. Had it knocked away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called against Auburn. This foul is going to go on Addie Darnell. On Darnell, her first personal, team foul number two of the quarter on the Lady Bulldogs. Annie Backemeyer triggers it in. Baseline left side under her own basket. Comes back to Backemeyer for three. No. And they're set up for the rebound was Ella Swanson. Backemeyer came up behind her and bumped her pretty hard, and Annie Backemeyer will pick up her first personal. Team foul number three of the quarter. Auburn's basketball, full court pressure being applied. They get it into Swanson. Swanson's going to bring the ball up court herself, working one-on-one here against Brooklyn Justice. Swanson does a good job of getting away from Justice. Now on the handoff over here, moving with the ball to Snodgrass into the corner. Top of the circle. Coach Schmidt up shouting instructions. Again, it comes to Wayhinkle. Shot clock down to 14. Ball tipped away. Knocked out of bounds off the hands of Annie Backemeyer. Back in, checking back into the lineup is Brooke Goody now. Goody is back on the floor. 2:40 to go in the first half. 15-7. Elmwood Murdoch on top. Inbound the pass comes into Frank. Frank Hands it up top to Darnell. Darnell picked up her dribble. She's going to need help. Has a give and go. Driving lay-in up. Won't go. The lay-in track put up with Bree Wehinkle. Rebound comes down to the Lady Knights, and they're on the fast break the other direction. All the way into the paint. Shot off the glass. No. Rebound Swanson. Ella Swanson comes down with the defensive board. Gets the ball up to Wehinkle on the outlet pass. Wehinkle across the timeline. 2:13 to play. First half. 15-7. Trailing here are the Lady Bulldogs. Snodgrass with the dribble. Tries to reverse herself. Had to pick up the dribble. Gives to Darnell. As Darnell tries to take it, the ball is stolen. Fast break the other direction. Oh, great job by Darnell to block the shot. Going up for the layup was Brooke Goody. And Goody got hammered, but Darnell had nothing but basketball. No foul there. That was some great defense to avoid the layup. Looked like Goody had a sure thing, and Darnell didn't see it that way. She got up and got a whole handful of basketball. Swanson leaves the lineup, and to replace her is Morgan Stanley back onto the floor. Morgan Stanley, and here's a three from the corner, long shot up and off, but the rebound comes down to the Knights. Coming out with the basketball is Hurdle. Hurdle goes to the top of the circle to Haynes. Free throw line, turnaround jumper up and good by Brooke Goody. Goody with her first 2 points of the ball game, and now it's a double-digit 10-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch, 17-7, with 95 seconds to go here in the first half. On the dribble for Auburn is Snodgrass. Works to the left side, gives it up to Darnell once again. Darnell trying to reverse, being harassed out here, pressuring defense being applied by Fleshman. Darnell trying to dribble away from her. We're going to have a timeout taken by Auburn. 1:15 to go in the first half. 17-7. Elmwood Murdoch leading. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of Auburn Lady Bulldogs basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Tune in for a halftime recap, our halftime scoring recap, presented here on Sunny 101.3 by your friends at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from death. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. They'll be presenting our halftime scoring recap. A minute 15 left to play here in the second quarter. We're at Elmwood Murdoch High School in Murdoch, Nebraska tonight. I'm Randy Gatula describing the play-by-play for you. MJ Evans is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, part of the MSC Radio Group Complex. Several stations operating out of that building. In fact, six of them now involved in the MSC Radio Group. We're proud to be a part of that, along with our sister station, KTNC, in Falls City. Back to live action, Auburn with the basketball. The inbound pass comes back to Addie Darnell after she tosses it in. Darnell works around the left side of the lane, goes to Bree Wehinkle. Wehinkle just holds the ball out in the corner. She'll launch a long three that's short off the front of the rim. They let her have the open look. Couldn't get it to fall, and the rebound comes down to the Knights. With the basketball, Jalen Fleshman. Fleshman's been active out here. On the right wing, a three is up. It rims in and out. Great job on the rebound going up and getting that one with Morgan Stanley. Stanley just took that away from three defenders there for the Knights. Just ripped it right away from them. Darnell into forecourt. Coming up after Darnell is Fleshman. Stanley sets a pick for her. Now Darnell feeds off to Wehinkle. Stanley sets a pick for her. Wehinkle backs it out onto the wing on the left side. Bounce pass comes to the near side. Snodgrass. Snodgrass takes advantage of the pick. Goes to the corner with it. Now Darnell's going to take it all the way in for a driving layup that won't fall. And the rebound is pulled down under the basket by Grayson Haynes. Long down court pass in a hurry. Working to the baseline left side. Backemeyer. Across court, there's a three from the right wing that's in and out. Backemeyer's got the rebound, follow shot, put back, can't get it, rebound to Frank. And there's the buzzer, the end of the first half. At the half, the Elmwood and Murdoch Lady Knights leading the Lady Bulldogs 17-7. Our halftime score, we'll step aside here for a 2-minute timeout. And then we'll be back with the Highland Community College Halftime Report right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
December is the perfect time to reflect and make your health a priority for the upcoming year. Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to schedule routine checkups, complete necessary screenings, and utilize any remaining health benefits before the end of the year. Making a simple appointment with your primary care provider today can make a big difference next year. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Elmwood Murdoch High School. It's halftime. The Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights leading the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn at the half, 17-7. Time now for our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from that. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's look at the individual scoring. First for the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn, 7 points on the board here at halftime. Ella Swanson with 3. Emery Snodgrass has 2, and Addie Darnell has 2. For their total of 7, they did not shoot any free throws in the first half. For Elmwood Murdoch, 17 points, led by Jalen Fleshman. She has 7. 3 points for Grayson Haynes. Brooklyn Manns also has 3. And then 2 points each for Zoe Zurich and Brooke Goody for their total of 17. From the free throw line, the Lady Knights hit 2 out of 3 at the charity stripe. 17-7, that's our halftime score. Elmwood Murdoch leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt, and you can see them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now we're going to send it back to MJ Evans at the Sunny 101.3 studios. A couple of minutes of important sponsor information. We'll update you with the latest weather forecast. Then another 2 minutes, we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. Live from Elmwood Murdoch, you're listening to Auburn Lady Bulldogs basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service, and serving you is what Frontier Bank is all about. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KimeTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabessa, we make it happen.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole with your weather for the tri-state area. A low around 19 expected for this evening with mostly cloudy skies and north winds up to around 20 miles per hour. Heading towards Saturday, cloudy skies remain, a colder day, a high of only 23, with falling temperatures forecast in the afternoon, breezy conditions too, with northeast winds up to around 20 miles per hour. North winds forecast up to around 15 miles per hour into Saturday night with decreasing clouds and cold temperatures as we dip back to 5 above. 22 are forecast high into Sunday, but sunshine is back. Then mostly clear skies Sunday night. Winds pick back up with a low around 16. We'll see a warmer day on Monday, a high around 46. Lots of sunshine. It will be breezy. A few clouds rolling through to Monday night as we bottom out around 25. We continue our warming trend into Tuesday to a high around 52 and lots of sunshine again. Passing clouds forecast to come in Tuesday night as we bottom out around 32. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds for the middle part of the week, even warmer with a high around 56 and breezy. Partly cloudy skies Wednesday night and a low around 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's calling for you.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M, the people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Elmwood Murdoch. It's halftime. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs trailing the Lady Knights 17-7, down by 10. Interesting to watch the warm-ups here while we were waiting to come back on the air live. The Auburn girls were out here practicing their threes from out on the left elbow. And I'm telling you, Addie Darnell, Ella Swanson, Bree Wehinkle, they were just popping three after three after three, nothing but nylon, not even touching the rim. If they can translate that to live basketball in this second half, we'll have a whole different ball game. I mean, it looked like they were making three out of four from three-point range while they were warming up. They were almost laughing about it a little bit when we watched the girls out here, because literally everything they were throwing at the basket from three-point range during the warm-ups was going right in the hole. That was not the case in the first half. Only one three-pointer. That was from Ella Swanson. A couple of those threes that Auburn put up were from NBA range. They were a good 5 or 6 feet outside of the high school three-point arc here, and those came up off the mark. They weren't able to get them to drop. So this is the first half of a doubleheader we have for you tonight. Coming up after this, it'll be the boys' varsity contest, Auburn and Elmwood Murdoch. If you want to stay with us for that, also we have somebody standing by going to keep tabs on Husker volleyball for us. We'll be passing those scores along set by set. That is provided that my listener is listening here tonight. All right, we're going to move to third quarter action. Elmwood Murdoch with the basketball for the Lady Knights. They dribble into the lane. Ball is going to be grabbed up by Morgan Stanley with the steal. Stanley with the outlet pass to Addie Darnell. Darnell will bring it down and set the offense. Right in front of our broadcast table here at the north end of the gym. Feeds it inside the paint. They move to the hoop, kick it back out to Stanley. Stanley, top of the key, Wehinkle. She lost the handle on it. Gets the ball back. Ariel Frank handles it. Now Darnell in the paint. Goes to Frank. Morgan Stanley in the paint. Shot is up off the rim. Oh, it rolled across and wouldn't drop. Annie Backemeyer with the rebound. Backemeyer down court in a hurry to the left side to Brooklyn Manns. Manns in the paint. Shot is up and off. No good. Ball is tipped around. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer's first 2 points of the ball game. And a whistle and a foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. Foul is going to be on Ariel Frank. Her second personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the line, Annie Backemeyer for the and one. The shot is up and good. She hit it. Backemeyer now has 3 points. It's 20-17, biggest lead yet for Elmwood Murdoch, up by 13. Inbound the pass to Darnell. She brings it down court in a hurry. Addie Darnell, one-on-one against Fleshman. A cross-court pass. They try to move it inside the paint. Look at on a give and go, and traveling is going to be called. It'll be a turnover. They were looking to try and get it to Bree Wehinkle on a little give and go down the paint. They traveled before the pass was made. 20-7. The lead is 13 for the Knights. On the dribble comes Brooklyn Manns. Manns takes it all the way in, lays it off the glass, couldn't get it. Rebound, try for putback, won't go. Manns pulls it down again. Fleshman, top of the key for three. It's off the glass, and now the ball is loose on the floor. Darnell goes in and takes it away from Annie Backemeyer. Then the ball got away out of bounds, and it goes off of Auburn, so it'll stay with the Lady Knights. Here's Ava Krause into the lineup. Krause checking in, replacing Ariel Frank. This is Krause's first appearance. 5'8 junior, averaging 6.5 points per game this season. With the basketball is Brooklyn Manns to set it up now offensively. Manns comes across to Zoe Zurich. Zurich to the top of the circle. There's a three that's up and off the glass, and the rebound brought down by Darnell. Darnell wants to ring the ball up. Fleshman challenges every step of the way. Huge collision. Darnell, I think, was getting a little frustrated with the pressure being put on there, and Fleshman ends up getting flying across the floor and got charged for the personal. Darnell just decided I'm going to run over. Fleshman called for the personal. She initiated the contact. Darnell gets the inbound pass. He'll come into forecourt. Between the rings goes Darnell on the dribble. Feeds it. Snodgrass into the corner left side. This is Krause with the ball. Oh, the pass is wide of the mark and stolen away. Fleshman puts it out ahead, and the ball's going to get away from Annie Backemeyer. They had Backemeyer in behind the defense for what was looked like it was going to be an open layup. But Backemeyer couldn't get to the ball. It goes out of bounds. Full court pressure being applied now. Once again, as they have all night long, by Elmwood Murdoch. The inbound pass comes into Darnell. Addie gets it across the timeline, and she'll set the offense. Darnell works around the lane into the paint. Oh, nice bounce pass. Darnell fed it underneath, put the pass under to Morgan Stanley. Stanley got clobbered, and they're just going to say the ball was locked out of bounds. No foul called. Back onto the floor now comes Brooke Goody. So it'll be Auburn's basketball under their own bucket. Comes into Morgan Stanley. Stanley hangs on to it. Now pass is stolen away. Fast break going the other direction. All the way for the driving lay-in. Up and good by Brooklyn Manns. Manns has 5 points now. And the Lady Knights starting to blow this thing open. They're up by 15 now, 22-7. Here's Darnell in the paint. Goes to the corner right side. Long two from the right wing. Up and off. No good. That shot was put up over there in the right corner by Krause. Ball gets away, it's going to go out of bounds. Let's see who they put this one on. The foul is going to be called on Brooke Goody on Goody, her first team foul number two of the quarter on the Lady Knights. 5.5 minutes to play, third period, 22-7 our score. Elwyn Murdoch on top. The inbound pass comes into Morgan Stanley. Ball is stolen away. Driving lay-in up at the other end. Up and good. Basket. Whistle and the foul. Brooklyn Manns will be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Krause. That's her first personal, team foul number two of the period. So at the line for the and one is Brooklyn Manns. She has 7 points, looking for her 8 point right here. 5:24 to go, third quarter. Brooklyn Manns looks to the hoop. Shot is up. It's good. He completes the three-point play the hard way here. 25-7 now. It's an 8-0 run to start this third period. Full-court pressure. Ball is stolen. Timeout's going to be taken. Before the ball was stolen on the baseline, it'll be Auburn's basketball when we're back from the timeout. Back in 30 seconds. On Sunny, 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, the Auburn girls trailed 17-7 at halftime. Elwood Murdoch has opened with an 8-0 run to start this third quarter. They've now opened up a 25-7 lead, and they did all that in 2.5 minutes. We still have 5:23 left to play in the third period here at Murdoch, Nebraska. Auburn's basketball, Bree Wehinkle will inbound it. She'll trigger it in on the baseline, right side under her own backboard. Wehinkle looking, now gets it in. Inbounds the ball, comes inbounds to Addie Darnell. Darnell has it stolen away, then steals it back. Now the ball is loose and going to be grabbed up by Zirin. Zirin into forecourt, across court pass to Brooklyn Manns. Manns holds it for a minute, works the dribble. Now with a back pass to the top of the key, stolen away by Wehinkle. Breakaway lay-in. Wehinkle couldn't get it. Rebound. Darnell follow shot. She can't get it. And a whistle and a foul. Wehinkle missed the uncontested lay-in. Then the rebound and the putback, trying to get it to drop, was Darnell. Darnell gets fouled by Grayson Haynes. Haynes is first personal, third team foul of the quarter. And at the free throw line, Addie Darnell. Shooting two. The first one is up and good. Darnell now has 3 points. She had a field goal back in the first half. That's the first free throw of the night for the Auburn ladies. Addie Darnell, second free throw is up. It's good also. Nothing but nylon. And Darnell has 4 points now. She's the leading scorer for the Lady Bulldogs. 25-9 your score. The lead is 16 now for Elwood Murdoch. Dribbling into the corner, under the basket. The ball's going to get away under there from Haynes. It's going to be picked up loose and stolen by Swanson. Swanson down court in a hurry. Wehinkle for three from the left wing, and it's off the rim. No good. Darnell comes down with the rebound. And Darnell is tripped and falls to the floor. They're going to award the basketball to Auburn. Well, that's an interesting call because Darnell was tripped. The ball clearly went off of her out of bounds right in front of the Auburn fans. They're going to give the ball to Auburn. Darnell says, I'll take it. Inbounds the pass, comes into Frank. Frank is holding it. Lob pass underneath Darnell in traffic. She's in trouble. Tried to throw it off of one of the Knight players. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. No, they're going to say the Knights touched it while they were standing out of bounds. So Auburn will have the ball. To inbound it is Bree Wehinkle. Wehinkle stands under the basket, lobs it up top to Morgan Stanley. Stanley gives it across to Swanson. Swanson again back to Wehinkle. Coach Schmidt up shouting instructions. On the near side with the ball is Snodgrass. Emery Snodgrass backs it out onto the elbow on the left side of the lane. Now goes to the right side of the free throw lane. Reverses herself, gets a pick at the free throw line. Left elbow. Inside it goes. Top of the key. Shot clock at four. At three, Darnell feeds it underneath. There's going to be a shot clock violation. They didn't get the shot off. Swanson tried to put one up just before the buzzer sounded. It's our first shot clock violation, I believe, of the night. 25-9. Lead is 16 for Elmwood Murdoch with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We're midway through the third period. Zoe Zirrett with the ball. They lob it under the basket. There's a shot up and good. They found Ashley Hurdle under there, and Hurdle with her first 2 points of the ball game makes it 27-9. The lead is 18 now, equaling the biggest lead for Elmwood Murdoch. Lady Bulldog just not able to get much untracked here offensively. Here's Swanson for three. Bounces. Oh, it went up off the back of the rim and then hit the support. That's out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Elmwood Murdoch. Lady Bulldogs just 9 points on the board thus far with 3:20 to go here in this third quarter. Here's a three from the right wing that's up and good. Nailing the three is Brooklyn Manns. Manns has had a big quarter here. She's got 8 points in the quarter. She's in double figures now with 11. There's a driving layup by Wayhankel, up and off. No good. She had a nice lane there to dribble in, just couldn't get it to fall. Couldn't get it to fall in for her. Backemeyer comes into forecourt, into Manns. Feed, give and go. Driving layup up and good by Brooke Goody. Goody has 4 points, and it's 32-9. Elmwood Murdoch starting to blow it open here tonight in Murdoch. Lady Bulldogs, Bree Wayhankel gets knocked to the floor. An offensive foul on Wayhankel. Boy, things are not going the Lady Dogs' way here. Anything that's been halfway questionable has gone against the Lady Bulldogs. That could have very easily gone either way. The defender came out and went after Bree Wayhankel. Bree just kept coming, and she got called for an offensive player control foul. So with 2:43 to go in the third quarter, it's 32-9. Elmwood Murdoch on top here in the girls' varsity contest. Deep baseline left side is Hurdle. Oh, there's a good job. Ball is going to be stolen away by Addie Darnell with a steal. Darnell will come down and set the offense into the corner, right side. From the right is Snodgrass. Long two-pointer up. Missed everything. Rebound comes down to Elmwood Murdoch. Backemeyer gets that defensive board. She gives the outlet pass up court to Fleshman. Fleshman holds it for a moment on the left wing. Fleshman with the basketball. Back to Zira. Zoe Zira goes inside the paint. Now Fleshman will try a three from the left corner that's off the back of the iron, but the rebound to Zoe Zira. Zira feeds it inside. Ball is loose on the floor. We'll have a held ball called, and the possession arrow will favor the Lady Bulldogs. Auburn will get the ball. 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's 32-9. Elmwood Murdoch here in the girls' varsity contest with a big lead in this one. Under 2 minutes to go now. Clock is running 1:54:53. A little give and go at the top of the key. Handling the ball is Frank. Frank goes underneath. Oh, great job by Darnell to get it out here to Wayhankel. Wayhankel's three is wide of the mark. Doesn't go. Rebound's going to come down to Zoe Zira. Zira feeds at the other end. Fast break. Won't go. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Won't go. Whistle and a foul. And stepping to the line to shoot two, I believe, is going to be Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer was trying to put the shot back when she was fouled. Foul is going to be called on Morgan Stanley. On Morgan, her first. Team foul number 4 of the quarter. At the line, shooting 2 shots. Annie Backemeyer. She's 1-for-1 tonight at the line so far. Here shooting 2. First one is up and good. She's now made 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, and she has 4 points in the game tonight. Annie Backemeyer ready for her second free throw attempt. 5'9 senior. We've been calling her name here for the last 2 or 3 years. Annie Backemeyer, shot is up and good. She's 3-for-3 from the line and has 5 points now in the ballgame. Backemeyer will lead the lineup. Back in to replace her comes Grayson Haynes, a 5'5 junior. Full court pressure still being applied, as they have been all night here by Elmwood Murdoch, and honestly, Auburn just had a heck of a time with it. A lot of contact, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Jalen Fleshman. Fleshman picks up her second. To be honest with you, just in this announcer's opinion, probably should have had a few more whistles on this full court pressure. It has been a very physical full court press, and the Elmwood Murdoch Knights have been bumping the Auburn girls around pretty good here as they try and break the press. They take it into forecourt and feed it inside the paint. The ball is slapped away, comes up loose. Ariel Frank handles the ball. Frank feeds into the corner to Darnell, comes right back to Frank, and now Ariel comes to the near side. Gives it off to Snodgrass. Now Darnell's in the corner on the right side. Again, back to Snodgrass. They play catch with it. Give and go looking for Darnell. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Knights. Waiting for the official to give us the signal. He's waiting for the girl to turn here so he can see who was on. Still waiting to see. She's not going to turn to let him read the number. Now the official is wondering. Oh, Coach Paul Dwyer just came up and says, we don't have a 15 on the floor. He signaled it's on 15. Coach Dwyer says, there is no 15 on the floor. Referee's over-explaining. Says, well, then let's do 14. 14 shaking her head like, what? I wasn't even around it. Okay, well, we see some funny things. Brooklyn Manz is going to get tagged for her first personal. She's pleading I wasn't anywhere near the ball. At the free throw line, shooting two shots for the Bulldogs. The first one is up and off, no good. Emery Snodgrass is at the line. She'll get another shot coming. You got to feel for the official. He got over here and didn't know who the girl was the foul was on. He said 15, and there was no 15. So then he went with 14, and Coach Paul Dwyer's not happy about that because 14 wasn't involved in the play. Second shot is up and good for Snodgrass. Hey, they're human. I understand it. I wouldn't want the job. 34-10, a 24-point lead here for Elmwood Murdoch with 59 seconds to play in the third quarter. Long three from the left corner, up and off, no good. Rebound, Ariel Frank. Frank, outlet pass to Darnell. Darnell across the timeline. Breaking the pressure this time, being chased after by Grayson Haynes. Darnell goes around Haynes, feeds it to the near side. Wehinkle on a give and go toward the bucket, couldn't get there. Back to the top of the key, the pass comes up to Frank. Frank's going to go to Darnell with it. 15 on the shot clock. Darnell finds Wehinkle, right elbow. 29 seconds to go in the third quarter. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Snodgrass to Darnell. Darnell puts a shot up just before the buzzer, and it's off, no good. The rebound comes down to Brooklyn Manz. Manz sets up the offense in forecourt, 13 seconds to play in the period. Now a double dribble is called, and it'll be a turnover. With 10.9 seconds to go, Auburn gets the ball back, trailing 34-10 here. 10.9 seconds to play in the third period. Auburn's basketball off the bench comes Zoe Zirrett back into the lineup. Zoe checks in to replace. Now let's see, Fleshman. Fleshman's going to set out. Here's Addie Darnell into forecourt. Lost the handle. Hands the ball off to the near side. Ball slapped away. Wehinkle launches a long three at the buzzer that doesn't go after three quarters. 34-10. Elmwood Murdoch leading Auburn. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Elmwood Murdoch High School. After three quarters, the Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights leading the Lady Bulldogs 34-10. That third quarter was not a kind one to Auburn. They were outscored 17-3 in that third period. They trailed 17-7 at halftime. Now they're down 34-10. Fresh 8 minutes put up. Again, the boys' varsity game coming up after this one. It's a doubleheader tonight. Elmwood Murdoch will have the basketball to start this fourth and final quarter. Zoe Zurich gets the inbound pass and takes it to the top of the circle. Up to Hurdle, around the horn to the right elbow to Manz. Brooklyn Manz feeds it into traffic. The ball is loose. Hurdle comes up with it. There's Manns with a three from the top of the key that's off no good. Morgan Stanley crashes in, comes up with a rebound, and a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow goes to Auburn. Good job, though, getting after it by Morgan Stanley there, the 5'9 junior. Against the full court pressure as they've been facing all night, Auburn tries to inbound the ball. On the dribble is Emery Snodgrass. Snodgrass, ball is tipped away, stolen. Ball got away, though, out of bounds, and it went off of Annie Backemeyer, so Auburn will get it back. The Auburn girls, it's just not a secret, have had a difficult time with this full court pressure. They've applied it on every single inbound play, and Auburn just has a hard time breaking that press. Now Darnell does it, though. She dribbles through everything and takes it all the way for driving, laying up and good. Addie Darnell just decided to bring it down the floor all by herself, dribbled in and out of defenders and took it and laid it off the glass for the lay-in. Fast break going the other direction under the basket. No chance for a shot under there. Handling the ball is Goody. Goody comes up top with it to Manns. Manns pass goes into the corner, tipped away by Darnell. She touched it last. Went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Knights. 7:04 left to play in the ballgame. 34-12 your score. Elmwood Burdock leading Auburn. Waiting for the inbounds. All the way to the top of the key it comes. Up to Zurich. Zoe Zurich. 5'5 senior. We've watched her play here for 3 or 4 years. That seems like she was playing a lot of balls as a freshman, as I recall. Here the ball is tipped away. We're going to have a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Lady Dogs. Morgan Stanley picks up the personal. Her second, first foul of the quarter on Auburn. Inbound the ball to Hurdle. Hurdle to the near side, over to Goody. There's a three from the left wing. It won't go. It's tipped out. Grabbing it up is Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer gets the ball right back and feeds to Goody in the corner. Now Manns on the dribble. Manns picked up the dribble. Top of the circle, Zirit. To the near side, Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer hands the ball up to Manns. Shot clock still has 17 on it here. They're using as much clock as they can before they shoot the basketball, leading 34-12. There's a driving lay-in up and good by Brooklyn Manns. Manns has a basket full now. That's 13 points for Brooklyn Manns. She's been averaging 11.7 on the season for their first three games. She's above her average. Manns having a good outing here tonight. Now Auburn comes down to set the offense. Wehakel, a cross-court pass. Gets it into Snodgrass in the paint. She takes it in, has her shot blocked away. Nice defense there by Annie Backemeyer. Loose basketball grabbed up by Goody at the other end, quickly down court. Goody from the corner. There's a three off the glass. No. Rebound brought down by Hurdle. Hurdle comes down with the ball. A held ball is going to be called. Possession L stays with Elmwood Burdock. Back into the ball game comes Jalen Fleshman. Fleshman had 7 points in the first half. She has not scored here in the second half. Inbounding the pass, Brooklyn Manns under her own basket to the right side. Lobs it up to Zirit. Zoe across to the top of the key. Here's a long three that's put up. That one won't fall for Brooklyn Manns. Now a battle for the rebound and a whistle and a foul is going to be called this time on the Knights. And now the Lady Knights are walking away shaking their head and wondering. Foul is going to be on Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer's second personal, first team foul of the quarter. 5:36 to go in the ball game. It's 36-12. Elmwood Murdoch has pretty much dominated this thing from the get-go. They led it 12-5 after one quarter and really never looked back here. Darnell handles the ball. There's a long three from the top of the key put up by Wehinkle that won't go. Bree had an open look there at the top of the circle. Hit the rim and wouldn't fall for it. Now a collision on the baseline and a whistle and a foul called on the Bulldogs. And this foul, wait a minute, this foul is going to be called on Frank, Ariel Frank. This up her third personal, second team foul of the quarter. Got some subs now. Grayson Haynes back into the lineup, as is Brooklyn Justice back on the floor. The Elmwood Murdoch Knight starting to sub rather freely here. Also subbing now for Auburn. Back into the game comes Ella Swanson. Swanson replaces Bree Wehinkle. She'll take a seat. Here's a long two that's up and good. Nailing the two is Ashley Hurdle. She's got 4 points now. And that makes it 38-12 with 5:01 to go in the ballgame. Here's a collision waiting for the official to rule on this one, the defender. Oh, they're going to go with an offensive foul. My goodness. Krause was coming across the top of the... Snodgrass coming across the top of the key with the ball. The defender moved up and charged right into her. This brings Coach Kalen Smith up off the bench questioning the contact there. Well, I'll just say this. There's been any time it's a close call, it's going against the Bulldogs here tonight. They really can't catch a break. That's another one of those that could have gone either way, and they charged the Lady Dogs with an offensive foul. In the paint, driving Leon up and off the rim. No rebound, follow shot, put back. It won't go. Whistle and a foul. Brooklyn Justice got the rebound off of the miss by Grayson Haynes. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Snodgrass. That is her fourth personal. At the free throw line, Brooklyn Justice, 5'8 junior. She has not scored yet tonight. Here she's shooting two free throws. Justice. First free throw is on the way. It's up, and it's good. Hit the front of the rim and got it to drop. Here's a sub into the ball game. Grace Snyder, a freshman, 5'2". Snyder checks in, replacing Emery Snodgrass, who has four fouls. So Grace Snyder making her first appearance in the game tonight. Brooklyn Justice's second free throw is up. It's good also. She made them both. Makes it 40-12, your score now. And they finally drop back out of the full court pressure. They've taken the press off with 4:36 to go, leading 40-12. Auburn down court with the ball on the left side. Grace Snyder handles the ball top of the key. Right side, here's Swanson for three. Nope. And the rebound in the corner. Taken away by Brooklyn Justice. Outlet pass from Justice comes to Grayson Haynes. Haynes to the right wing. Off to Brooklyn Doubting, who's in the lineup now. Doubting in here. Left elbow around to Grayson Haynes in the paint. Doubting gets the pass back to the top of the circle. She thought about the three. Guarded closely out here by Ariel Frank. Frank is right in Doubting's face, so she can't put the shot up. Oh, almost a steal there by Grace Snyder. Snyder had her hand on the ball, thought she was going to have the breakaway for the lay-in. There's a block shot. Launching the shot was Doubting. Her shot was blocked, and now the shot clock goes off. Doubting tried to put up a shot, and I believe it was Ariel Frank that got a hand up there and swatted that one away. Now into the ball game is Collins Wehinkle. Collins, just a freshman, 5'2", making her first appearance in tonight's contest. On the left side, Grace Snyder with the ball. Up to Addie Darnell. Snyder for three. Oh, off the rim. It was in and out of there and then bounced out on her. Fight for the rebound. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Auburn. Good job down there battling for that loose ball by Collins Wehinkle. Wehinkle just took it away and ripped it away from the rebounder. Got a held ball called out of it, and Auburn keeps the basketball. Collins Wehinkle to inbound it into the corner to Swanson. Ella Swanson puts up a little floater that's off the rim. Couldn't get it down. Rebound to Brooklyn Justice. Justice in backcourt. Gives the outlet pass to Brooklyn Doubting. Oh, they lose the ball out of bounds. It went off the fingertips of Dylan Bornemeyer. Dylan Bornemeyer just got into the ball game and didn't see that pass coming. There's another sub in for the Lady Bulldogs. Krause is back in there, 5'8 junior. Ava Krause, she's been averaging 6.5 points a ball game, but has saw limited action here tonight. 40-12, Auburn trailing. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Here's the driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by Addie Darnell. Darnell now with 8 points in the game for Auburn. She's the leading scorer for the Lady Bulldogs. 40-14 is your score with 3 minutes left to play in this one. Long three from the right side is off. No good. That shot was put up by Doughty. Rebound taken down and cleared away by Collins Wehinkle. Wehinkle outlet pass. Gives it up to Darnell. They pulled the press off now, and Auburn's allowed to bring the ball up the court freely. Left wing, Krause holds the ball, looks for the pass, comes to the left side to Swanson. Swanson comes to the top of the circle to Wehinkle, Collins Wehinkle, that is. Again, they come to the left elbow with it, Addie Darnell. Top of the circle. Pass goes to Swanson. She couldn't get to it. A little bit too tall. It goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. And it'll give the ball back to Elmwood Murdoch. Boys game coming up after this one. Well, the post-game show will give you a rundown of the individual scoring when this one wraps up. 2:15 left to play in the game. It's 40-14. Elmwood Murdoch on top. Now off the bench, Lily Robertson, a sophomore, getting ready to check in. Shot is up and good on the baseline. Put in by Brooklyn Justice. She got that one to fall. And we got a timeout for substitution to get in here. Checking into the lineup is Lily Robertson. Robertson comes in to replace Addie Darnell. Robertson, 5'9 sophomore, making her first appearance in the game. Alice Swanson will inbound it right in front of our broadcast table here on the side. 2 minutes even left to play in the ballgame. Grace Snyder on the dribble. Snyder comes up to Lily Robertson. Right back it goes to Snyder. Snyder takes the left-handed dribble, top of the key. Three on the way. Back iron off. No good. It's tipped around. Coming down with a rebound under the basket. Clearing it out of there is Kraus. Kraus comes back up top to Snyder with the pass. Snyder goes to Ella Swanson with it. Swanson to the left side. Robertson. Lily Robertson thought about the shot there for a minute. Now a little give and go. They give it to Collins Wehinkle. She tries to take it to the corner. Ball is tipped away from Wehinkle. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn. 17 seconds on the shot clock. 1:27 on the game clock. 42-14. Elmwood Murdoch dominating the Lady Bulldogs here tonight. Here's a lob pass that comes in to the left side of the lane. Trying to make a move to the hoop. Is Kraus. Kraus can't get there. Cross court to Grace Snyder. Snyder feeds back to Kraus. There's Swanson for three. It's off no good. The ball just will not drop for the Lady Bulldogs here. Grace Snyder backs it back to the top of the key. 29. They got a new shot clock there. There's a long two that's up. Off no good by Collins Wehinkle. Rebound. Lady Bulldogs in traffic trying to dribble it out of there. Is Kraus. Kraus comes out with it to Wehinkle. Collins Wehinkle with another three. This one is off. And now trying to go for the steal under here is Grace Snyder. Snyder putting a whole bunch of pressure on the ball handler, but they got away from her. They get it to Brooklyn Dowding. Dowding goes all the way in for a driving layup. Brooklyn Dowding gets 2 points on the layup. Makes it 44-14. The lead is 30. We're under a minute to go here. 29 seconds to play. A shot. Here's a shot on the way for three. Just off to the left side. Putting that one up was Grace Snyder. Just off the mark. The ball went out of bounds. And it'll go over to Elmwood Murdoch. The Knights can just dribble this thing out if they want to now. Shot clock is turned off. In forecourt, handling the ball. They come to the left side with it. Going to Snodgrass. Ball got away. Tipped out. Goes out of bounds off of Elmwood Murdoch. And with 14.6 seconds to go, the ball is inbounded to Grace Snyder. She'll bring it down court, come across the timeline, and set it up here. 9 seconds, 8 seconds with the ball. Snyder. Snyder wants to get free to try and get a look at it. Gives it to the right side. Top of the key up to Kraus. And the buzzer sounds, and there's your ball game. Your final score tonight, Elmwood Murdoch, 44. And Auburn, 14. We'll take a two-minute break here and be back with our final of the game scoring recap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Our post-game scoring recap is presented by Mead Lumber Company, your hometown building partner, Mead Lumber. Building more than projects, building community. Well, the final score tonight, 44-14. Elwood Murdoch with the win over the Auburn ladies. Let's look at the individual scoring. First for Elwood Murdoch, led tonight by Brooklyn Manns. She finished with 13 points in the ballgame. Seventh tonight for Jalen Fleshman. 5 points for Annie Backemeyer. Adding four were Asley Hurdle, Brooke Goody, and Brooklyn Justice. 3 points tonight for Grayson Haynes, and 2 points each for Zoe Zerrett and Brooklyn Dowding for their total of 44. Free throw shooting, Elwood Murdoch made 8 out of 9 tonight at the charity stripe. For the Lady Bulldogs, well, not a lot of scoring to talk about. Addie Darnell led the way with 8 points. Emery Snodgrass had 3, and Ella Swanson had 3. For their total of 14, free throw shooting, Auburn made 3 out of 4 in the ballgame. 44-14, your final score in tonight's ballgame with the win. Elwood Murdoch improves now to 3-1, and the loss drops the Auburn Lady Records to 0-3 on the season. This post-game scoring wrap has been brought to you by Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Well, the second half of our doubleheader still coming up. It'll be the Auburn Bulldog boys taking on Elmwood Murdoch. Tip-off for that one's about 17 or 18 minutes away. So right now we're going to send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios to MJ Evans. She may update you with the local weather and probably share a couple of tunes with you. And we'll be back out here in roughly 13, 14 minutes, and we'll have the pregame show for the boys' game. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. A low around 19 expected for this evening with mostly cloudy skies and north winds up to around 20 miles per hour. Heading towards Saturday, cloudy skies remain, a colder day, a high of only 23, with falling temperatures forecast in the afternoon, breezy conditions too, with northeast winds up to around 20 miles per hour. North winds forecast up to around 15 miles per hour into Saturday night with decreasing clouds and cold temperatures as we dip back to 5 above. 22 are forecast high into Sunday, but sunshine is back. Then mostly clear skies Sunday night, winds pick back up with a low around 16. We'll see a warmer day on Monday, a high around 46, lots of sunshine, it will be breezy. A few clouds rolling through to Monday night as we bottom out around 25. We continue our warming trend into Tuesday to a high around 52 and lots of sunshine again. Passing clouds forecast to come in Tuesday night as we bottom out around 32. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds for the middle part of the week, even warmer with a high around 56 and breezy. Partly cloudy skies Wednesday night and a low around 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
How much We can lose ourselves, not find a way back home. pretty eyes, big blue sky. Hey, hey, it's all right. So baby, you can come with me tonight. Okay, he might even find himself one of these days. There's diamonds and cocaine. So honey, I won't ever do that again. Hey, hey, it's alright. I don't mind, I won't fight. Hey, hey.
Mama, I'm sure all the henna now is around.